Great to have with us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage here in Goodyear, Arizona, Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco, as Carlos and the rest of the guys get ready for the 2017 season. And Carlos, I'm sure the first question that everybody asks you, and I'm going to ask you as well, coming off that 2016 season, for the organization, for the team, such a successful campaign, how do you build off that? How do you feed off that now as you get ready for the upcoming season?
You know what? It was really great last year, the way we played, the way we did everything. So even when we play in the World Series or now for 2017, it's more, you know, we're still hungry about that. So we're thinking about that game, the last game of the season. So it's something that made me feel good, and the same part made me feel great because my teammate, they made it to over there. Is something that was unbelievable. So everyone right now in the clubhouse, they're talking about that day. So for my own sense, so they want to continue that. So from day one to the last game of the season, so we had to play hard so to get to that point.
I'm sure for you it had to be frustrating, though. As much as you were a great teammate during all of that, how frustrating was it that you couldn't get out on the hill?
Yeah, there was a little bit, but at the same time, I can show that to my teammates. So I was really, you know, there wasn't really important those guys to see me in a different way, so I can show them that I'm frustrated or down a little bit. But it was great. Everything we did last year, from day one to the last game, everything was good. Just to be in the World Series, it was unbelievable.
Talk a little bit about your health. I'm sure fans are wondering, how are you doing? How are you feeling? Everything kind of on schedule, on par?
Yes, I'm 100% good. So I threw two innings 2 days ago. So on Friday, I go through innings. So right now, I'm 100% ready to go.
How do you approach an off season? What is your schedule from when the year ended? It was a late end with the World Series until pitchers and catchers report.
There was a little bit different this year because of my injury. So I started throwing in November, and that I had to stop for 3 weeks because they started a little bit getting sore. But in December, I started my full training. So even I went to Cleveland for 3 weeks training over there, and just trying to do everything, keep everything online. So with my mechanic, delivery, to do everything to get to this point that I've been doing right now.
Talking with Indians pitcher Carlos Carrasco as he joins us as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. Carlos, is that something that you do in conjunction with Mickey and Tito and the training staff? Is there kind of a thought process from everybody that goes into that?
You know what? Everyone here is involved in everything. So we make sure everyone on the same page in here. So whatever we want to do, the way we had to work, on the offseason, Mickey called me a couple of times, and he told me how to feel. And I think he told me something, you're going to be great. This is going to be your year. So, yes, it's going to be our year, my year too. So I believe that. So many fans, they're waiting for, you know, for us to do the same we did last year, and that's what we're working on.
Even though you're a player, are you just like, fan per se, when you hear about the signing of an Edwin Encarnacion and a Boone Logan, are you like, wow, this is unbelievable? Were you as excited as the fans were?
Yeah, it was unbelievable. I don't have to face it anymore. So so that's great. To have the Encarnacion and our team is great. He's one of the top five guys, always on the lead in RBIs and homers. I think this is going to be great. Another part, a little bit sad because we lose Napolis, but you know what? It's part of the business, so it's part of the baseball. So we bring Encarnacion. The team is getting stronger.
And Boone Logan, I mean, another arm in the bullpen.
Yes,
now
he's another arm in the bullpen. We have Miller now. We're gonna have him. So it's gonna be way different this year. Starting pitcher, their rotation, and the bullpen, even the position players. Everyone is gonna be great. So this team is going to be great this year.
It's interesting. I was talking to Josh Tomlin the other day, and Josh said, as great as it is to have that bullpen behind you, the starter's mentality is, I want to go as far as I can go. Now, it's nice to have that bullpen, but do you kind of have that same mentality? I hope I don't have to use those guys back there.
Yeah, we have the same mentality, man. Now we have the bullpen, so I remember last year we went, I think we went 13 or 14 game winning streak.
Yeah.
So I remember every pitch went 7-8 innings for those 14 games. And so one of the guys in the bullpen said, oh, we want to pitch it. Yeah, we want to pitch it. So, and you say something, sometimes we have some up and downs.
Right.
So after that, so starting pitcher went 4 or 5 innings. I remember when I got hit on my second pitch on the game. So they bring the bullpen. We won that game 1-0, something like that.
Right. Just,
so from that point, so you see, well, this is an amazing bullpen. So get to know you have those guys behind you, even the position player, Lindor right there, Kip, Ramirez, Encarnacion. So the only thing we had to worry about, just go there, make your pitches, and the rest, they got to take care.
I know you got to go, but sometimes baseball is as basic at the major league level as it was when you were playing little league baseball or whatever when you were a kid. Throw strikes, put the ball in play, and let your defense do the work.
Yeah, that's what we Tito said. Just throw a strike. That's it. You got amazing position play behind you. They're going to make the job. And, man, those guys, they take care. They take care of everything over there. So you don't have to worry about anything. Just throw a strike and put the ball in play.
There you go. Like I said, I know you got to scoot some other people to talk to. Appreciate you stopping by. Good luck this year.
Thank you.
Thanks, Carlos. Carlos Carrasco joining us here in Goodyear, Arizona as part of our Wahoo Week coverage.